We have a special guest here tonight at 2014 Verizon Vikings training camp from NFL Network. It's Ian Rappaport. Thank you for joining us, Ian. Coming to Vikings training camp, you tour around, go to a lot of different spots. I'm sure when you're on your way to a site, you're thinking, okay, what are the storylines? What am I going to talk about when I get to camp? So for the Vikings, what is that?
Well, for me, and what I want to see here is just the quarterbacks. You know, it's a quarterback-driven league. We know that very well. And, you know, I don't think we're going to be able to tell tonight or in the next couple of days who the Vikings starting quarterback for 2014 is going to be. But, you know, you talk to enough people and you start to get an idea for either how it's breaking down or where it's heading. And, you know, that to me, we saw last year, I mean, there's a lot of talent on this team. There's a lot of young talent. But so much is going to be put in, you know, who's the quarterback. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I mean, we read so much about Teddy Bridgewater in the pre-draft process, and none of that matters now because he's here on the field and we get to actually see, like, what's he like.
Whoever the quarterback is, his job will be made easier if 28 is going and is going well. He was on the NFL, on your network's list of top 100 players, ranked very high. Coming into his eighth season, what are your expectations for him in 2014?
Well, you know, Adrian Peterson is not like most running backs or normal people or anything. You know, for a lot of guys, you're 29, you start to wind down a little bit, you start to wonder how many more carries can he take. You know, he's just different. Like, it's almost unfair to compare him to anyone normal. Like, the same thing with his ACL recovery. And people would say he's ahead of schedule, and then you start to realize the schedule is stupid because it doesn't apply to him. You know, so I would expect probably even a better year than last year because he's going to get more help. You know, at the receiver position, it's going to be a lot better. They'll be a little more explosive. Patterson will be able to be in the game a little more, take pressure off him. I think the quarterback play, whoever it is, just because of the coaching staff here, will be more efficient. You know, far more efficient. There's going to be fewer negative plays. That'll help him get better. So I would, you know, I don't know if he's going to be as productive as he was 2 years ago, but I think he's going to be really, really good.
You mentioned the coaching staff. It's a mostly new coaching staff with new head coach Mike Zimmer. You've been covering the league for a long time. What do you expect from the Vikings defense with Mike Zimmer now in charge? Because it's quite the departure from what we've been used to here. It's been a cover two, rush four, drop seven into coverage. I don't think Mike Zimmer's going to do a lot of that, do you?
No, I don't think Mike Zimmer's going to do a lot of that. And, you know, one thing, you watch enough Mike Zimmer defenses, and he's been doing it forever and ever. And, you know, it's really just the aggression. I mean, they hit, physical. You know, the way he is, that's how they play. And, you know, Mike Zimmer's a guy, there was so many people around the league, and I'm talking general managers who aren't on this team or, you know, who weren't with him, players, ex-players, everybody wanted him to get a job, right? Because he's just such a different, special guy. And, you know, his personality was on the field with his teams, and I'm looking forward to seeing that with this defense. With, you know, I think the front line is going to be really, really good. The back end is going to be much improved, especially with some of the young guys. Anthony Barr is going to get the kind of coaching that, God, it can just make a career to get this kind of coaching early on. I mean, I'm really excited to see what this Vikings defense is going to be.
Last one before we go. When the team gets together and they write their goals for the season down on a whiteboard, do you think win the division is one the Vikings should put down on the whiteboard as a goal for 2014?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every year there's a team that, you know, is like the Chiefs, you know, or, you know, every year there's a team that just kind of comes from last to first, and you're like, how did that happen? But if you look closely, you know, it's the foundation was laid years before. I mean, this is a team that's been young for a couple of years now, that's growing together. They get a good quarterback. They get some good quarterback play. I think the special teams play is probably going to be good because of the depth, just the overall athleticism and talent. So why not these guys?
All right. Very good. Travel safely on the rest of your tour. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.